Hey, got the morning show with Aaron, and in the studio I've got Lisa Thompson and Lara Sweetman. Good morning.
Kia ora.
Morena.
And so normally we talk to Lisa about council stuff, but we've literally just done that with Dennis Abel, the community board chairperson, so that's obviously not what we're here to talk about. We're here instead to talk about a film festival that's coming up this weekend as part of Matariki, one of, I presume, many Matariki celebrations that are happening. I haven't got a full list yet. But give us the big picture. What's this film festival about?
Well, actually, it's more than a film festival. It's actually a festival. So it's a celebration of art. It's also a celebration of kōrero from a local context in terms of hapū members who live within Whaingaroa who are doing amazing work. And we have films as well. So it's a combination of Matauranga Māori and a real celebration of Indigenous knowledge, actually. So we've been quite deliberate. So we've got Angeline Greensill coming in to kōrero about what she's done, her leadership, her activism.
Is that in association with the film?
It is, actually. So we've got, so we have our invite-only opening on Thursday evening, and Lara is actually going to talk about that because she's been working really closely with the artists that we've got lined up.
Yeah, so that's a collective of local Māori artists that have been pulled together by Simon Te Whero and Aaron Keriopa, who are very well known and established artists, but they relish the opportunity to bring in lesser known and kind of
up and coming
artists in the community together in one collective exhibition and just support each other, because many of the artists talk about when they've gone away and done their training of it being a really inclusive and warm environment to work in, and then going out and actually starting working on your own and being quite isolated. So yeah, building that network and that connection within the community, it's going to be really cool. And amazing stories have been coming out about the artists and things that they've been doing for many years in the community in the shadows.
Okay, so should we say what's happening just on each day? Should we just do that, a quick overview of each showing?
So the artists are having an invite only. It will be the artists and whānau and people that have supported the exhibition on Thursday evening. And then the exhibition will be open on Friday, which is Matariki holiday. And on that day, we also have Angeline Greensill as the local speaker. And then that is followed by a film, Mirata Meta.
Yeah, the documentary that her son did of her. And also we're launching our fresh off the press film for that we did on Waitangi Day, and you were one of the main actors in there, Aaron, when you were interviewing people. So
I think actor might be the wrong word, but anyway.
Well, Marianne Tuau is actually working on the film, so it'll be ready for Friday. So that's really awesome. I saw some of it yesterday, and there's some very heartfelt and poignant kōrero that took place when you were interviewing people. So really looking forward to seeing that in its entirety. So I had thought it would be like 4 minutes long, but it's 15 minutes because of the good kōrero that
Interesting, and there was a variety of people. Like all I did was sit here and other people were bringing me people to interview, and I had a set of questions that I needed to work through. So I was doing much. But the variety of people and the different perspectives that came in were what makes, I think, what will make that really interesting.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that people feel really encouraged to come along to watch that, then to listen to Angeline, then to watch the documentary on Mirata Meta as well.
Yeah, so that's called How Mum Decolonised the Screen, and it's a feature length, it's 95 minutes. I've seen that come through somewhere a little while ago.
It has shown before at the Old Art School.
Right, okay.
And you can watch it online, but we thought it's quite an apt, you know, in terms of the Waitangi Day film, Angeline, and then that documentary, they work really well together.
Yeah.
And it really tells a story of New Zealand. It goes through that period, you know, with the Springbok tour and just us coming of age of a country, her whole life, really. She's the first female Māori film creator, you know, producer. And she had to leave the country for quite a period because of the level of racism that was targeted at her trying to move into that space, you know. So it's a really interesting story about New Zealand and our journey, really.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's happening on Friday. Then on Saturday, what have we got Saturday?
We've got Cormaco Silva and Michael Moore. He's a poet. And Cormaco Silva is a filmmaker that lives in the community, showing a selection of short films and then speaking to them as they are shown.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, it's really interesting.
Yeah, Sunday's going to be really great, actually, because we've got a presentation from Mahuru Rob, Millie Grant Mackey and Tariuke Thompson on the Toriparu Wetland Project. And the Toriparu is on the southern side of Kariwe. So that's going to be pretty cool. We saw the new story mapping board that Millie has worked on, actually, for our hapu, Whaku Marurangi. And it even blew me away, and Lara.
It blew me away. I've grown up camping beside this
right.
and riding horses around it my whole life, and I just didn't even know half of it.
Yeah, so there's a lot, you know, even about the tuna, the freshwater mussels, the Toriparu wetland, the underground aquifer that feeds into it, you know, learning about the restoration of the waterway in terms of climate change and anticipation for, you know, when the rising sea level comes in, making the areas around the margins of the Toriparu safe with the right vegetation for the tuna to spawn. It just really cool, and the bats,
And so you've got three people talking to this film.
No, we've got three people doing a presentation with the story mapping, and then once they've completed theirs, we then have I Am the River and the River is Me, so about the Whanganui River. So we thought that again that segued really nicely into the kōrero about the Toriparu wetland in a local context, then taking it wider for hapu, who another waterway that's really precious to them.
Yeah, and the Toriparu project is really interesting in itself because they're two young wahine Māori women that are scientists and marrying the two worlds, modern science and mātauranga Māori, and it's just fascinating even hearing their pathway of how they came into their work and came to do this, eh?
Yeah, and Millie's actually quite... it's hard to tell when you get into mid-50s, telling people's age, but she's...
pretty young.
Yeah, pretty young, but I think she's probably in her early 20s, and she's done a body of work for her hapu in the far north, which are coastal. They're a coastal people as well. So she used the IPCC climate sea level rise model to model for her hapu and whānau, you know, the risks for them because their marae is right on the water. So doing that, so that was pretty amazing. And so she's doing similar work for our hapu as well.
So that's
inspiring.
So that's Sunday at 4, that session.
Is it at 4?
Yeah,
it's at 4 o'clock,
okay.
Sorry.
And I just want to jump back to the Saturday session. I'm going to be, Cormaco's mother will be in the studio, interview her every fortnight, Ngā Ranoa. So we should be able to find out a little bit more about that tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and also because there is another event that's running in the town hall as well, that Cormaco and her mum and others are running, which will segue really nicely into what we're doing because ours are more in the afternoon based.
Oh, that's why they're getting the timing. That's, I remember, she was talking about the timing for that. Okay, and then so that's this weekend, and then there's an extra one next Friday. When I say next Friday, I mean the 5th of July, isn't there?
Yeah, which is a documentary from Te Maurito on Te Kumara, which is just beautiful. Lara and I saw it last week.
I think I've seen it myself in the past.
Won the documentary award for the Raffers in 2012.
Yes.
I think that's when I was helping organise the film festival, so that's probably why I saw it. Yeah.
It's one of those films that you could watch 50 times and pick something up on it new every time. It's like just a fascinating movie that once you've watched it, it just simmers away in your brain. And it's just one that you want to contemplate for quite a long time.
It's a bit unexpected. I think it was about how pre-European Māori, what they did with kumara, how they stored it, especially. I remember how storing it was a very critical
thing about it.
But I think when you say it like that, it's like, oh, it's just about how they did their food, but it's much more than that.
Yeah, and it's actually more than pre-European. It's the revitalisation of mātauranga Māori for a whānau and a hapu, and how they... recreated what those kaumātua, particularly the kaumātua who was speaking in the film, and how they rediscovered what they had grown up with as children, and reenacting that for their whānau by growing the kōmura and then building the storage house, all of those sorts of things, and who was responsible for what. It's a story that harkens to the past, but it's so appropriate for today with the challenges around, you know, collaboration and resilience building for community, to use Matauranga Māori as a marker for the future.
And it really just highlights that Māori are scientists and how much they know about the local environment and using all of that to grow their food and living.
And yeah, and working collectively as a whānau, as a hapū, you know. And so we felt it was a beautiful last film for our festival, and we're very lucky that Tuihana will be opening that for us from Te Māori Tau. So working with her and the depth of knowledge that she has with that film.
And Lara, I'll be interviewing Tuihana next week. Is that the...
I'm hoping so.
Well, we're trying to lock that one in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she knows who I am. I interviewed her for a film about extreme, so she'd be vaguely, she'd be remember me perhaps. Okay, so this is...
Oh, and we've also got a hangi as well. So there's a hangi that is, you can get it on Friday the 28th. You can get tickets from the iHub. You can get tickets from the community house. And you can get tickets from the old art school. It's $15. I'll send you the flyer. And so you can get your tickets from any one of those three outlets. So that will be out about 1:30 on Friday the 28th at the old art school for pickup.
I just see a poster somewhere.
And
recently,
there's only 250, and we've already nabbed some. So you better be in quick, ladies and gentlemen.
Put your name first on the list.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's the same hangi that we had at the Waitangi Day.
Yeah, so it's really yummy. So not only will it be a feast for one's intellect and wairua, it'll be a feast for your puku as well.
Mm. Yes.
All right. So I hope everyone's got the idea there. How do we?
And the exhibition goes right through till Sunday, the 7th of July.
Yes.
And do we pay to go in?
It's koha.
Koha to go in.
Yep.
Okay. And so it's first in, first served.
You can actually book online at the Raglan Old Art School. So it's probably best to go online and book your seats, because hopefully there'll be so much interest that it'll get sold out, even though it's koha.
So, well, especially because it's koha, rather than however much it normally costs. So I think raglanmovies.nz, I think they've got a website like that for their films. So otherwise, check the Old School Art Centre's website.
So if you go into the films in there, it's got a portal that you can go in there. Or alternatively, you can go onto the iHub website as well. But the information's readily available, and I'll be putting it up on the notice board as well.
Yeah. So a question sorry, go ahead, Lara.
No, it's all right. I think it's more through the iHub.
Oh, yeah, through the iHub.
Okay. Now, a question I didn't ask at the start, but what prompted all this? Because this is all of a sudden we've got a film festival, a festival.
It was actually prompted, you know, when we did our Waitangi Day event to mark that day in a really meaningful way. And so, you know, we'd got Marianne into film Waitangi Day with the idea that maybe we could put it into the Raglan Film Awards, but we were too optimistic because the timing was way too close.
Yeah,
and Marianne said, hey, we could do it for Matariki. And so that really inspired working collaboratively with, you know, Raglan Naturally and Toy 2, which is myself, Lara and Michelle Levy, around, you know, inviting the community into learning about Te Tiriti o Waitangi and Te Whakaputanga. And so it really came out of that call for kotahitanga from January from the kingitanga, and it's just grown into, as Lara has said, a slow-growing wave of creating opportunities to activate activism in a way, and for people to really think about Aotearoa New Zealand in a modern context and what we see happening quite fiercely, I suppose, and quite quickly with a coalition government, and what's happening, particularly with things related to Māori. So it's really about getting people to think deeply about what sort of community we want, yeah, based on the principles of the treaty, and really celebrating Indigenous culture, but also just celebrating how unique we are as New Zealand.
Yep.
You know, Aotearoa, Māori, Pākehā, Tangata Treaty, what an incredible place we come from.
And should we just mention, Councillor Tilly Turner was talking about what's happening with the Māori ward seats with the legislation the government's putting through, just the practicalities of when that's happening. Have you got that?
Well, it'll be coming up for a binding poll in the 2025 elections. And whatever happens from that poll, Māori wards, if they're not successful in getting across the line, will be disestablished for the 2028 elections. And the Select Committee, who oversaw the hearings for the Māori Wards and Constituencies Amendment Bill, in the face of opposition, have continued to go ahead with that amendment bill.
Right.
And it's in its current form, which is to disestablish, which is really to erase the voice of Māori.
So that's, yeah, and so that's worst case scenario. We've got this current term and next term with two Māori ward councillors in this council.
Yeah,
and then
out of 14.
After that, of course, the way the government's going, they could get themselves voted out and things might change again, but who knows? It's very much up in the air at the moment.
Yeah.
And Craig wants you to mention the travelling toy to. Although you did talk about that last time I interviewed you, but that's a couple of weeks ago.
Well, Lara could talk about that.
Oh, yeah, Lara can tell us.
Okay, so following Waitangi Day and the exhibition that we had in the Raglan Town Hall, we were invited to the Raglan Old Arts School to share the exhibition there for 2 weeks. And once there, we had 200 students come through the exhibition. And from that, pretty much just about every week, we have been invited into a new space to take the exhibition. We call it the Travelling Exhibition, set it up in a space. For instance, we went into Sacred Heart Girls' School in Hamilton and set it up in their drama space for years 11 and 13 students, who then we presented the exhibition. And they have used that as a stimulus to creating drama work, which next week we actually get to go in and watch the drama performances that have been created from that stimulus. And then we went back in a following week and we presented to all of a cohort of teachers there. And now they want us to go back to do another cohort of teachers. And we've also taken the exhibition up to Raglan Area School for their teacher-only day and presented to all the teachers up there. And right. Now possibly we're going into the Waikato District Council.
Yeah,
so it's just kind of a, right, a continuous thing that's
I need to talk to you about doing something with us as well.
Yep.
Maybe we'll do that off the air.
Yeah. So that, so
because
yes,
it'll be boring like times.
Yeah.
Things like that won't be entertaining at all. Yeah.
Yeah, so but the feedback from it has been really positive, and obviously so somebody in each of the workshops has then gone on and told somebody else, and then they've contacted us and asked if we could come into their space. So yeah, it's just a continuous thing that's carrying on.
And what's cool is that because of the kōrero and the feedback that we get, we can modify what we do and we can add new voice to what we are learning, because we go in and we say we're not experts on he whakaputanga or te tiriti or waitangi, and we're on a journey as well. So we invite people into doing that. And one of the teachers at Raglan Area School, she said, God, imagine what New Zealand would be like if we had honoured the treaty from day one. We'd be bilingual, we'd be trilingual. Matauranga Māori would be something for everyone that we'd be using all the time, you know.
And then we'd be happier.
Well, yeah, well, we'd be happier
than we are at the moment.
Well, just think of what Te Matatini could be if we had all grown up in that space. It would
What's
be
Te
just
Matatini?
Incredible. It's the you know, the national Kapahaka festival.
Okay, yeah.
You know, it would. Yeah, so that's the New Zealand, Aotearoa New Zealand, I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Celebrating diversity and embracing diversity.
In a bicultural
environment. Enriching all of our lives.
Yep.
All right. So, look, thank you. We've been talking to Lisa Thompson and Lara Sweetman, and the festival is the Matariki Festival this weekend with films and kōrero. And where can people find out about this generally? I'm holding a leaflet right now, but I don't want people to come and take my leaflet. So
you can go online. It'll be on the notice board. It's on the iHub website. It's on
the old art school website.
It'll be
flyers around town.
Yeah, flyers around town, posters,
regular
courier
pigeons.
Okay,
everywhere.
Regular daily updates.
Yeah. Okay. So we'd really love to see lots of people.
Okay. All right. Thanks for coming in.